Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It's tragic to see what's happening in L.A. I fought in two wars. I fought to give people the freedom to protest whatever the hell they want to. But what we're seeing in L.A. are not advocates. We're seeing anarchists.
Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez says he fully supports President Donald Trump's decision to bypass the governor and deploy 2,000 California National Guard troops to the L.A. protests. California Governor Gavin Newsom calls that purposefully inflammatory and warns that it'll worsen the immigration enforcement clash. Newsom and L.A. Mayor Karen Bass are formally requesting that the troops be withdrawn. No president has federalized state guard troops in 60 years, but Trump says the city has been invaded by violent insurrectionists, and the White House is threatening to invoke emergency powers to mobilize active duty Marines from Camp Pendleton. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says he supports putting down the protests.
We have to be prepared to do what is necessary, and I think the notice that that might happen might have the deterrent effect.
Democrats accuse the White House of abusing power, and former Vice President Kamala Harris says the administration is creating intentionally cruel policies intended to cause chaos and division. In a leaked audio, new Democratic National Committee Chair Ken Martin expressed frustration with party infighting, which some blame on Vice Chair David Hogg. Hogg, a survivor of the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting, has vowed to upend Democratic primaries by spending millions of dollars to oust incumbent Democrats. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee says he'll reintroduce a proposal to sell off public lands in hope of amending it into the big budget bill. That could complicate Republican hopes of passing the legislation by July 4th. And Steve Block with the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance says the House already rejected the idea. He says it's also wildly out of step with what Utahns want.
This is a far cry from your schoolhouse rock, how a bill becomes a law. This is trying to insert public land sell-off into a budget bill expressly for the purpose of selling them off to pay for tax cuts.
Public lands make up about two-thirds of Utah. Global trade continues to be roiled by changing U.S. tariff policies, and a new survey by the Center for Audit Quality finds American businesses are becoming more pessimistic. The center's Julie Bell Lindsay worked on the research.
Concern about a recession, ongoing geopolitical instability, and tariff uncertainty. Those are the top three areas where audit partners are seeing companies concerned over the next 12 months.
Finally, Israel has said they'll stop an aid ship carrying activist Greta Thunberg and others from reaching Gaza. Aid administration there continues to be plagued by violence, and Palestinian health officials said at least five people died after Israel's military fired warning shots at distribution points over the weekend. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacific Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.